Threshing in the Valley, 2022 edition, puts old iron to work. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to excerpts from an article by Larry Shekel, with his permission, published in farmcollector.com. A 50-year tradition continues. Farmers have come a long way from the time of flail and threshing for the floor, but the grand goal has never changed: separate the oat grain from its stalk. Threshing Day on Labor Day, September 5th, 2022, brought back a lot of memories from my youth and in the 1940s on that 238-acre Shekel farm. Fortunately, there is a place to relive those youthful days. It is on Monsignor Michael Gorman's farm off Highway 151 between Boaz and Rolling Ground. It's on the western side of Richland County. The 250-acre farm has been in the Gorman family since 1857, handed down through generations of Irish immigrants. Monsignor Michael Gorman, born in Richland Center and raised on the family farm, he attended Aiken Central Grade School and went to high school at Richland Center. There can be no threshing day unless there are oats shocked and they're fresh. A 1936 McCormick Deering grain binder is pulled by a 1941 Farmall H tractor. Always intriguing is the nodder on those grain binders. We can thank Cyrus McCormick for inventing the reaper and John Appleby for developing the nodder. That combo increased grain production by a factor of 30. That big bull wheel on the binder runs the whole machine, the sickle, the reel, the three canvases, the binding mechanism, the nodder, and the bundle discharge. There's something else you need to have for threshing day, and that's a threshing dinner, a sumptuous meal that marks the threshing day. Then once the threshers dine, it's concluded, they go to work. The 1948 McCormick Deering 28-inch cylinder thresher, leveled and belted, with its 1952 Alice Chalmers WD tractor, all the zerks are greased, and so goes to work. Bundle after bundle, the behemoth thresher does its job. All eight belts and five chains working together to remove the oat grain from its stalk. Threshed as oats go to the elevator on the side of the big machine and are dumped into a receiver bucket, or what's called a weigher. The bucket is counterbalanced by a weight. When full, the bucket opens and dumps the grain into an auger and takes it to a waiting dump box in the wagon. At the same time, the dumping bucket operates a geared counter that keeps track of the number of bushels threshed. Two dumping trips of that bucket is equal to one bushel of oats counted and loaded into the grain bin by an auger. When threshing is complete, the machines must be, as they say, quote, put to bed, quote. The big straw pipe is telescoped and its shortest length is then fastened. A large gear is turned and the straw pipe is on top, parallel with the thresher. Then gently lowered by gearing it up to the cradle, the long dry belts reaching from the tractor to its thresher is removed from the tractor's pulley and it's laid on the ground. A crank on the thresher rolls up the belt and it's secured on the side of the thresher. The grain auger, it's removed from the grain bin, swung around and secured by a clamp. Then it's hinged with its feeder gate fastened and tucked under. The tractor can now be put up and the thresher will be pinned, the tractor for its transport to the machine shed where it will be stored until next year.
This Richland County History Moment has been provided by the Richland County Historical Society. The Historical Society is a great asset to everyone. It promotes and supports Richland County history. Your support of the Society helps ensure the work continues. For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are just $20. All members receive the informative, achy, breaky news. And of course, donations are always welcome. A lifetime membership is also available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. Be a part of promoting and supporting Richland County history by joining the Richland County Historical Society today.